Why do we associate sadness or tragedy or heartbreak with someone who brings so much happiness and pleasure to people?
Well, I guess it was true of a lot of the comedians who were interviewed all at the same time, that they all came out of, you know, bad situations. There is an anger that precedes comedy. There's an outrage at the base of it. And I guess it's natural to associate that sense of outrage and rage itself with some sort of ill beginnings or some sort of sadness. Crying and laughter are very close because they both produce tearing of the eyes, baring of the teeth, and a kind of a rhythmic expulsion of air that's involuntary. And so they're very, very close. I laughed until I cried. And all of the words associated with comedy have violence attached to them. Gag, slapstick, punchline, I kill them, I slaughtered them. If I don't kill them, I die. I died out there, but I was dying for a while, and then I killed them. And all of this stuff, there's something there that serious scholars should take a look at someday.
After researching the comedians I interviewed for my book on the great comedians, I came up with a theory that all people who go into professional comedy are driven to it because they, one, come from poverty-stricken circumstances, two, are members of a minority, and or three, did not get enough love as a child. Does any of this hold true for George Carlin?
Well, the third one, not getting enough love, if you use the word love in its broadest sense to include attention, you know, love is, that's a perceived thing by a child. A child says, gee, you know, my dad's not here, I must have caused that. So there's a distorted perception of reality. But generally speaking, that third one would be closer to true. I got plenty of love from my mother, but I don't think I, as a youngster who wondered maybe where everybody was during the day, looked at it quite accurately, and I'm sure I confused attention for love.